Okay, so we left off yesterday with the El Yerabah and Simen Tafrei Shain Aleph explains from the Shaar Ephraim that why is it that married women do not light? So the Shaar Ephraim says, because Ishtei ki gufay ve'ino b'chla mahajra. Here's some sheets with different Maram comments on the Sugya of Ishtei ki gufay. Thank you. Anyone wants to see it? And like we mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama brings down the Be'etzim. The meaning is that Kol Echem Bnei Ba'is Yadlik, each person, each one of the Bnei Ba'is Shalait, the Mishnah Brura, says, Levad Me Ishtei Di Ki Gufay. He's quoting this Al Yiraba. So the emes is that we do find this term Ishtei Ki Gufay in other places in Shas. And the question is, when do we say it and when do we not say it? Because we find by many places where you would have said it, we do not say it. I'm just going to point out some of them based on the Maram Kohen sheets that you have in front of you. And perhaps someone could figure out a mahalach here. The one place is in the Gemara Yevamos. We said, Ha'oyves ishtei kigufay. Okay, over there it's talking about loving one's wife like his own guf. But in Masechta Brachos, the halacha over there in Hilchos Krishma, the halacha is that if two men are lying in bed, undressed, and both of them remember that they did not read Krishma, and Zorei getting close to his man Krishma, so Gemara says, "Zeh yachse panim v'yikra Krishma." Each one should turn their face to a different direction and read Krishma. The Gemara says, "Vafila ishtei nami." Even his own wife, even if he's in bed with his wife, says, "Maskel Rav Yosef ishtei meloim b'yachar adraba." Rashi explains over there that the chiddush of ishtei is because ishtei is bechal beisay. Ishtei is bechal beisay in Brachos Chavdala Amrav. You didn't get a sheet? Ishta is b'chal beisi. Tosis says b'lei nehira. Chada d'le ashchan ishta demikri b'nei beisi. We don't find anywhere that ishta is called b'nei beisi. The Mishnah Brura, when he quotes this halacha, the Mishnah Brura says, im ishta mishun de ishta ki gufay v'ragoba v'leke hirura v'kal makam tzarech achzaras panim. Mishnah Brura is explaining the chiddush of the Gemara and he uses this lashon. Since ishta is ki gufay, so therefore, it's Ragaba, but he's using the term Ishtei ki gufay over here. Another place, another very interesting Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuflam Beis Amar Aleph, Rav Kana Ocha B'Shvil Ishtei. Rav Kana was not a Kohen, his wife was a Kohen, Kohenes, and he ate certain Matnes Kuna on the Cheshmer of his wife. Rav Papa Ocha B'Shvil Ishtai, Rav Yema Ocha B'Shvil Ishtai. So Rashi says, Rav Kana Yisrael Hava, V'Ishtai Kehenes. Rav Kana was Yisrael, his wife was Kehenes. And we're going like the Shita that Kehenes could eat certain Matnes Kuna. Tosfos talks about it. And the question is, how could Rav Kana eat the Matnes Kuna on the Cheshbon of his wife? She's a Kohenis. He's not a Kohen. He's married to a Kohenis. Right, we find a Truma. The wife of a Kohen can eat Truma because it's Kinyan Kaspai. But, so the Chassam Sefer talks about this question. One teres that's given, and we find the Makartu in the Gemara Bechairis, and the Gemara Bechairis uses this Lashon. Ishtei ki gufay. So if it's the other way around, Ishtei ki gufay, and therefore he can eat the matnes kuna that his wife receives. The Gemara Bechairis is talking about the halacha is that a bechar, that a mum falls onto the bechar, so then you could just shechten and eat it. Till then it has to be brought as a carbon. That's why nowadays many farms that own animals, one of the eights is that they try to do is to make a mum, and that a mum should happen, so that the animal won't have kedusha. Different ways of doing that. goyim, shutzpes begoyim, akoponim. So the Gemara says, but because we're worried that one will make the mum in order to be matter the behema, so you need to bring edim to be made how the mum came about. So the Gemara says, v'davke b'noyu bitoy, av'ishtay loy, your children could be made how the mum came, but your wife cannot be made. My taima, ishtay kigufay dami. Because ishtay kigufay. Again, go on, example in Menachis, in Shavuos, the din of Eishes Chavah Kechavah, that which you have to stand up for the Rebbetzin, is if she has there's a kibbutzah because Eishes Chavah Kechavah, and some use the lashon of the also in Hilchos Nedarim, there's a halach is that I cannot send a shliach to be shayel neder for me. If I want to be shayel neder, I have to come into Bezin, I have charata or a pesach, I have to be shayel myself. I cannot send a shliach. But a wife could send her husband as a shliach. Says the Taz, why? Hatam she'ishte kigufo ki'ilu hi atzma sham. She's there. Ki'ilu, she's there. Could the husband, that's a good question, that was Rav Yosef Engel's question, does it go both ways? Does Ishtei Kegufa mean that they're both equal as one chefza? It's a good question. So far, these examples we see this way. Except for Rav Kana was the other way. Rav Kana was the other way. Just two more examples and then we'll start with that. By Purim, the Aruch HaShulchan jumped down to the Aruch HaShulchan in Tavrei Sadehes of Yeches. So he's talking about how women are chayiv again. Af hein hoi ba'yisanes. Right? Chanukah was af hein hoi ba'yisanes. And we say women are chayiv just like men. So Purim also. So Purim they're chayiv. The chayiv increased Megillah. Chayiv shleich zmanis. The chayiv matan zav yainim. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Nashim chayavis b'shluach manais, v'avgav d'chsev ish d're'ehu, d'chol mitzvah shebepurim nashim chayavis ka'anashim, the lashon ish is not coming to be ma'id isha. Fine. Like you find it in other places. Then he goes on and he says, v'isha tishach l'isha, a man, a lady to a lady, a man to a man, you don't have to worry about this chashash. V'chol hanoshim chayavs v'shloch manis v'matanis avyenim. V'afilu yesh lebal. Even if she has a husband. Eino nifteres v'shel bal. D'zeu mitzvah d'rami alei. What happened to Ishtei Kegufay? And in some paiskim, in the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a little stira, because in a different halacha, it sounds like from Matanz of Yoinim, we do say Ishtei Kegufay, he uses Lashon, but for Mishlach Man is not. And then by B'dikis Chametz, is one more example, by B'dikis Chametz, by Bittel Chametz. Bittel is that B'leiv, I am being Mevatel Chametz, to me, the owner of the Chametz, I own the Chametz. My chametz is batal. It's ka'afra da'alma. It's like dirt. It's hefker. Only I could do that. No one, I can't make a shliach to do bittel for me. But the halach is, someone can make their wife a shliach. Because of Ishtei Kegufay. So, the teretz that's given, that over here, dafke by Ner Chanukah, we say Ishtei Kegufay because of Beisai, there's the din of Beisai, and Ishtai is Beisai. I'm not sure it's so pashid looking at the broad picture of all the different examples. There's more examples than I put on this Marukash Jiyah. I just wanted to fill two pages, not give you six pages. But you look throughout where we find it, there's in many places no din bias over there. And the Taisus and Brachas is not even clear where we find this musik that Isha is Beisai, right? So, So it's not a, it's a local teretz for Hanukkah to say that over here, ish the gigufay, because that's ner ish ubeisai, she is the bias, she's the ish and all that, but it needs more of a gedder to when we say and when not. So just as one idea that I heard recently was the Machna Ephraim in Hilchos Shluchim Veshutz from Siman Aleph, he's talking about an interesting shayla. I bought a house, now I need to build a mikah. And this is a shayla that people call about. You're renovating your house, and you have a din mikah, mitzvah's mikah. So who's renovating the house for you? Who's fixing it? You have goyish workers. The goyim are, and sometimes the guys call, people call, but a shayla of mikah, because the goyish Arab worker was ma'ira to the owner, you know, you need to build a fence here. Halachically, you need to. And the guy calls him and says, I really do? That's a good question. And that may be a good ha'ara to what I'm about to say. First, let me say it. So the Machna Ephraim says, can I have a guy, can I let the guy build the mica and I'll make the bracha? Right? I'm going to make a bracha on the guy building the mica. He's doing the maisa building a mica, and I'm going to make the bracha. So the Machna Ephraim brings down an idea that we find in Bava Metzia and other places, Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabayis. The Yad of a Poyel is like the Yad of Balabayis. You have a Benegay of Metzia, Poyel who's working for you, picks up a Metzia, belongs to the Balabayis. Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabayis. The Yad of the Poyel is like the Yad of Baal Bayis. So therefore, he wants to say over here, that, I bolded the middle line, but you could go to the bottom line, Fizei Yishleim Adem Socha Poyel L'Sakin Amayka, Harizem Vorchalav, the Choshev Ki'ilu Hu Atzmei Asahu. The Yad Poyel, Yad Baal Bayis makes as if I made it. So perhaps we could borrow such an idea to explain Ishtaki Gufay also, that a Ishta, a wife of a man, Komashakansi Ishakansi Baila, what she owns, the Baal owns, but somewhat the Yad of the Isha, the Rishus of the Isha is the Rishus of the Baal. So when it comes to Inyonim of Rishus, things in the Rishus, or Rishus, it could be it's her doing is, I'm not comparing it to the Goy Chas Hashem, but it's similar to over here. It's chashev as if I did it. Because there's this idea of Yad Isha Ki Yad Baila. Yad Poyel Ki Yad Baila. It's as if I'm doing it. But it could be it's a little shver, because over here we're talking about Micah, where the mitzvah is that the Micah should be built, which is also a sugya by itself. The Emek Bracha and the Rambam, two mitzvahs, which is a suya by itself, if that's the mitzvah of Micah. But by Hadlokah's nayas, there's a Mais Hadlokah. It's not, like we say, it's not just that the layers should be lit. There's a Mais Hadlokah over here. So again, the might be able to be Mechalik, but these are the Nekudas that negate to the suya of Ishtek Yigufay by Ner Chanukah. Okay, today we began learning the suya of Achsanya, which the Gemara begins with, the Gemara Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara brings down, Omrav Sheshis, Achsanoi Chai V'ner Chanukah. Achsanoi Chai V'ner Chanukah, which we have to understand, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush that Achsanoi is Chai V'ner Chanukah? Why should Achsanoi not be Chai V'ner Chanukah? Because he's a achsanoi, because he's a guest by someone's house, therefore he's putter from doing mitzvahs, doesn't have to make kiddush lel Shabbos. Why should he be putter? So the Gemara continues and says, okay, achsanoi chayiv is chayiv. Gemara says, Amrab Zera. So how does achsanoi fulfill his chayiv? Amrab Zera. Meireish ki avina beirav. When I learned in yeshiva, nishtatafna bepriti baadi ushpizi. When I was single, I used to be mishtatef bepruta. What does mishtatef pruta mean? I would give a pruta to the balabayas of where I lived, where I stayed, and they would light, and I would be yaitze with it. I'd give him a pruta to be kaina, a chelik in the shemen, some achreinim eat the psila also, a chelik in the shemen, a chelik in the psila, and with his lighting, I'm yaitze. Because it belongs to me also. Even though, just interesting aura for those that learn about Metziah, Barakazov, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan, when we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, the Mois is Koinis Minatera, but Midrabanan is not Koinis. Metaltalin, if you want to buy Metaltalin, Midrabanan, they will Chayish Hashem Yisrafu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, that Chazal will worry that you'll put that money, a fire will break out, right? I go to the farmer, I want to buy from him a pile of wheat. And I give him a down payment of $100, $500. Now this pile of wheat belongs to me. So Chazal said, we're worried that a fire might come about. The Baal HaFarm is going to say, it's not my wheat anymore, it's his wheat. Let it burn down. It's his problem. He'll just have to pay me for it because it belongs to him already. He bought it. So therefore, Chazal said that you're not kainis until you do Mashicha. Until you do another kinyan. Mais alone is not kainis. So what does help? Mishtatafi bepriti. So other than some the Acharyim bothered with over here. So the Gemara says, Busted the Nasivi Itza, but if I got married, Amina hashta vade leitzrichna. Now I don't need to do this anymore. Because the lighting for me at home. Meaning he was in yeshiva, still like a bacha. Living a bacha's life in yeshiva. Came home maybe once a week, or ben ismanim. And I'm pater from lighting. Because the lighting for me back at home. My wife is lighting for me. Mamash, a continuation of the sugya. My wife is lying for me by my house. So, there's some idea over here that sounds like from the beginning of the Gemara, the Chiddush, the Achsenoy is Chayiv, even though he's not at home, he's Chayiv. It sounds like that because he's not at home, he would be Pater, Kamashlaman is Chayiv. And then Reb Zeir says that now I'm Pater from lighting. When I go into a house, I move into a house, a new house, or old house, I have a chiv to put a mezuzah up on the doors. I have a mitzvah, a chiv, to be kveya mezuzah. Who's chayv in the mezuzah? The one that's renting the dira. The one that's renting the dira, ala seicher, to put up mezuzah on the house. This house is chayv in mezuzah, and I'm chayv to put up a mezuzah. Kiddush Lel Shabbos. If I'm by someone else's house, I have a chiv in Kiddush. We find that there are certain mitzvahs which are tied to a bias, that you need a bias, or it's by a bias, as we'll have to try to define a little more. But there are mitzvahs that are on the goof of the person. Mezuzah and Chanukah, a chayvayis, they have to do with a bayis. This bayis is chayv mezuzah, this bayis is chayv alokis neiris. So if I move into a house and there's already mezuzahs there, I'm not chayv to put up another mezuzah. I don't have to take it down and put it back on. My house has mezuzahs. Chanukah, l'chayv, the same thing should be. If there's a ner by my house, I don't have to relight. I don't have to put up another nair. Taisvis in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, we're discussing the din of Haroya. There's a special halacha over here in Chanukah, which comes up later on in the Amud here, that Haroya, someone who sees nair Chanukah, he makes a bracha, Shasanisim. Which we don't find by any other mitzvahs. We don't find it by lulav. if I don't have a lulav and I can't and I cannot get a hold of a lulav, but I could see from the far, I see someone there holding a lulav. Is there berachas haraya? There's no berachas haraya. Sukkah, there's no berachas haraya. So Tosfos is bothered. Why by Chanukah Chazal Masakin a berachas haraya as opposed to the mitzvahs like lulav and sukkah? So Tosfos' lashon over there is, he says, the reason why they're masakin over here, not by other mitzvahs, because of the chavivas of the nes, there are many people that don't have a house, and they don't have with what to be mekayim the mitzvah. So this leads us to another question that the Bnei Shua speaks about. Why tak is mitzvahs ner Chanukah different? Why is it different than other mitzvahs, that other mitzvahs are a chayv saguf? It's a chayv on each person. And over here, it seems to be that they connect in the mitzvah with a bias. So I don't want to get really into, we can end here, but I don't want to get into the inyan of chayv sabayis that I think we spoke about last year, and I got a long letter from a client afterwards. I don't want to go into that right now. I really want to go more into the din of achsnoi. I just want to bring out the point that when we're donning up the halachas of achsnoi, someone who's away from his house, whether he should light where he is, or someone should light for him back at his home, or he's going away for one day, or he's going away for 3 days, as you'll see in the Maram HaKaymes. You'll take a look at the Maram HaKaymes tomorrow on Achsenoi in the back of the Kuntris, which Shkoyach for those that put in the work of putting it together. So there's a question. The question, and these are the questions I want to address. Someone's going away for Shabbos. Where do I light Friday night? Someone's going away for just a Chanukah party. Can I light where the Chanukah party is? I'm going to be there. It's going to be a nice family party. Everyone's coming together. Can I light over there? Bias is going to play a role there. But I'm traveling. I'm on the train. I'm on the plane. I'm on a hike. Can I light somewhere? Emir Tzishem, tomorrow we'll talk about that more.